I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. West Virginia's DNR is in the middle of its annual winter bat survey, but just as it has been for the last few years, things continue to look pretty grim for a number of our bat species. I'll have more coming up after this. A few years ago, the biggest concern for Craig Stoller and his team monitoring the bat population in West Virginia was to preserve and enhance the endangered Virginia big-eared bat and the Indiana bat. However, when the fungus known as white-nose syndrome hit West Virginia caves, somehow the Virginia big-ears suddenly became the predominant species.
Virginia big-eared bats are doing pretty well. They don't seem to be affected by white-nose syndrome, and their numbers have actually been increasing every year since white-nose showed up. So they were slowly increasing before white-nose, and that hasn't stopped. The other species, however, bats that we considered common, you found them everywhere. In fact, we paid little attention to some of them, are extremely rare right now. The Indiana bat is affected by white-nose, and its numbers are declining, although it's not declining as fast as, say, the little brown bat, which was one of our most common bats.
The impact to what were once considered common bats in West Virginia has been beyond catastrophic.
As of last winter, about 97% of the little brown bats were lost. And this winter, we're seeing declines from that little bit we had 2 years ago. We go every other winter to these caves. The small number we had 2 years ago, we're seeing about a 25 to 50% decline again in those small numbers. So we have caves where the number of bats has gone from 200 bats to 30-some bats, and now we're down in the teens.
Despite ongoing research, very little is still known about what causes white nose, where it came from, or how to eradicate it. Stoller said the best hope is for those which do manage to survive, develop some immunity, and evolve.
It's not promising. The only good news on those species that we've seen the declines is the bats we see left in the cave do not seem to show much sign of the fungus. So, you know, we're hoping that in some way they're resistant, or maybe for some reason those bats are a little more robust and can handle the stress a little better. They might, you know, be the larger bats that put on more fat, and that way they can survive the winter. But we're hoping this is something that truly is showing that we have some bats surviving and that they can pass it on to their offspring.
And in case you're wondering why this is so important, think about that when you're swatting mosquitoes this summer.
These were the predominant predators on insects. Birds did a lot of insect eating during the daylight and the twilight. When it comes to dark, the main predator were bats.
If you're the one who enjoys caving, be sure to clean your gear thoroughly before you move to a new cave in hopes of slowing the spread of this awful fungus. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.